adolescence. When I think of my adolescence, I think of the bathrooms of those seedy hotels in San Francisco where my boyfriend took me. I had never seen bathrooms like that. No curtains, no towels, no mirror, just a sink green with grime and a toilet yellow and black, like something in a science experiment, growing the plague in bowls. Sex was still a crime then. I'd sign out of my college dorm to a false destination, sign into the flop house under a false name, go down the hall to the one bathroom and lock myself in. And I could not learn to get that diaphragm in. I'd decorate it like a cake with glistening spermicide and lean down and it would leap from my fingers and sail into a corner to land in a concave depression like a rat's nest. I'd bend and pluck it out and wash it down to that fragile dome like the transparent eyelid on animals that do not blink. I'd frost it again till it was shimmering and bend it into its little arc and it would fly through the air. Rim humming like Saturn's ring, I would bow down and crawl to retrieve it. When I think of being 18, that's what I see, that delicate disc floating through the air and descending. I see myself kneeling and reaching for my own life.